In this week's Parsha, Parshas Emor, we have the halachas of the Kohen. And as part of those halachas, we learn that a Kohen is not allowed to be in the same room, in the same building, as a person who has passed away, who is Nifter, because a Kohen is not allowed to make himself have tumah for a mace, for a dead person. A Kohen has to be available to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and he's not allowed to have tumas mace, which is, even today, a Kohen is very careful not to be in the same room or in the same building as a mace, and we have all different kinds of halachas associated with it. The only person that a Kohen is allowed to be metame himself for, is allowed to become tame for, is close family members, a parent, a child, a spouse. And the Kohen Gadol, even for those people, is not allowed to make himself tame, unless it's a mace mitzvah. A mace mitzvah is a person who dies and there's no one else to bury him. He dies on the side of the road and the Kohen can't find anyone else. And even a Kohen Gadol finds a mace mitzvah, and there's no one else to be metapel in his burial. There's no one else to be involved in his burial. The Kohen Gadol is the only one who's there. He can and he must bury that mace mitzvah, that dead person, for whom it's a mitzvah to take care of him. A person cannot properly assess the pain of another person. We can feel for them, we can sympathize with them, we can even empathize with them, but unless we are that person, we can't really properly assess how much pain a person is in. However, a Kodesh Baruch Hu does know, does feel, can assess, does assess. And therefore, there are different responses to different situations. For example, a person who murdered someone else probably murdered that victim quickly because he's scared of being caught. And therefore, it's an easier death for the one who is being murdered because it happened fast. And therefore, the punishment for the murderer is through strangling, which is the easiest form of the Arba Mises Beis Din. That means the Beis Din has four ways that it puts people to death in the very rare occasion where that comes to be. And the easiest form is strangling, and that is Mida Keneged Mida. That is because the death of the person or the victim who was murdered was a quick death, so the murderer also gets a quick death. But there are different types of sins, and some of those sins the perpetrator has more pleasure out of it, or it's more painful for the victim, and therefore the punishment is more severe. We know the punishment comes to counteract and to purify, so in order to counteract that sin, it has to be a more severe kind of punishment. It's an example to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very specific about the details, and everything is very, very exact. When a person dies and his entire family is standing around him, singing with him, saying vidui and shema, it's an entirely different type of death. He's in an entirely different frame of mind. We can also almost say a beautiful death. And it's very different than someone who is killed alone on a road, far away from family and friends, worried about everything that he left unfinished, worried that perhaps my family is not going to know where I am. Maybe I didn't say vidui properly, all alone and far away from home. It's a violent and very, very lonely death, accompanied by a lot of emotional pain. There's so many different levels of pain, and we have to take everything into account. The Gemara in Bracha says, Kasha tarbus ra'a b'sach b'sach shal adam. Somebody who is suffering, struggling with a private type of pain inside his home. It literally means a bad culture in his home. But something is going very wrong inside his home. It's much harder. Yoiser mimilchemes goigu magoig. Armageddon. The war to end all wars. But at least everybody's in it together. And everybody is suffering together. And everybody is struggling together. And a person who's dealing with something on their own, and it's private, and it's personal, and it's quiet, is a much, much bigger type of pain. It means that there's a comfort in the misery of many. It's comforting to have people around you. It's comforting not to be lonely. And that can explain the din of Meis Mitzvah. The reason that everyone has to be metame for the Meis Mitzvah, even the Kohen Gadol, is that we don't want to add even a little bit of more misery to what was a miserable death. Schlepping the guf from one place to another to find someone to bury him can lead to more time, more pain. So if a Kohen is the only one in the vicinity and there is no one else to bury him, because this person died thinking that he is all alone and that there will be no one to bury him, we make sure he will be buried. And on a deeper level, the fact that his death was with so many yisurim, so much pain accompanied his death, it means that we know that yisurim are mechaper. That means that pain and difficulty makes the person a better person, so that this person who was nifter now, this meis mitzvah, this person who died all alone, is on the level of being a tzaddik, loved by Hashem, and therefore deserving of being taken care of. And it may seem like a strange thing. After all, he's already dead, so what does he care how he's buried? So on one level, it seems like he does care, meaning that the neshama is in pain until he is buried, which is why we're so careful to bury people as quickly as we possibly can. But there's also a mussar for us. There's a lesson for us here that every little bit of pain is accounted for. No pain is purposeless. No pain goes unnoticed. Everything is noticed by Hashem. And it's not like that in our world, meaning when a person is going through a big tzara, like somebody has a big problem, the little problems seem to be unimportant. A person who's waiting, who's trying to get to a very fateful appointment with his oncologist, and he doesn't find a parking space, we think the parking space is not even a thing. It's nothing. And it would be strange for us if somebody started to complain about it, you know, and I couldn't find a parking space. But Hashem does see, and he does know, and he does count, and it's all meaningful. It all goes somewhere. We see in Mitzrayim, Vata now, Hinei tzaakas b'nei Yisrael ba'a Eli. I hear the cry of b'nei Yisrael. I see. It's so hard for them. V'gam ra'isi esalachat asher Mitzrayim lachatzim ha'isam. And I also see the pressure that Mitzrayim is putting on them. And the v'gam and I also is exactly the point. Although the big issue is what the Jews are crying out about, there's also something else, and that's the lachatz. And I know about it, and I care about it, because that's also a something, because everything's a something. When Yosef was taken down to Mitzrayim, it made a difference that the wagons which were carrying him down had sweet-smelling spices, because even though it was besides the point is that no one gets much any more than what is coming to him. I read this vart in a sefer by Rav Zaitchik, and he ends this vart by saying that during World War II, he was in Siberia. He was taken to Siberia. At first he was drafted to the army, and then he ended up there. And he said, far worse than the pain and the labor and the illness and the hunger and the starvation and the cold, and even worse than his inability to practice Yiddishkeit there in Siberia, was his intense loneliness. And he said the worst moments were when he imagined all of his friends, his chavusas, his chabura, sitting together and learning, and that he was the only one left out of it. And everybody else was together learning, and only he couldn't. He said that was the worst part of it. Of course, what he didn't realize was, of course, during World War II, that by then most of his friends had been killed. He didn't know that, so the picture he painted for himself was one of intense pain, the loneliness, the worst part of it. And we learn from this many things. We learn, yes, we too have to develop a sensitivity to the details and to be alert to them and to notice the extra pain as it happens and to see if we can be a vehicle, a way to alleviate some of that pain. We need to learn to reach out to people so that they shouldn't feel alone, because we realize how much that loneliness counts. And we also have to strengthen ourselves in emuna, to believe that nothing at all, no matter how little, happens without a reason and without a purpose, without being accounted for, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is counting every bit of lachat, every bit of stress that we find ourselves under is accounted for and meaningful.